life in Jesus' name. The person beside you is alive in Jesus' name. Have a seat in Jesus' name. I welcome you all in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to appreciate the choirs. It's an amazing service today. God bless you in Jesus' name. Uncle Noe, thank you so much for that impact. See your impact in the life of the choir. May the Lord continue to increase your grace in Jesus' name. Please, can we please clap for the choir? Let us clap for the choir, please. Let's clap for the choir. They look amazing. They look wonderful and beautiful. Praise the living Jesus. Today's message is kind of tagging to them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once again, I celebrate Jesus in our life in Jesus' name. Today is the first Friday in the month of April. Tell the person beside you, my month will be full in Jesus' name. My month will be full in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to my life. I speak to my life. I say my life will be full in Jesus' name. Your life will be full in Jesus' name. Shout hallelujah. Amen. In the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 6. Choir sing well. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28 verse 6. The Bible says, he is not here. He is not here. For he has risen, as he said, come and see the place where they lay the Lord. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and now he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. The Bible says, and the angel of the Lord told them, he is alive. He is not here. He is risen. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. That is why today we are talking about a fresh new start. Hallelujah. When I saw the choirs on the stage, when I saw the powers in the praise, when I saw the power in the worship, when I saw all the special numbers, then I know that indeed the message is right. A fresh new start. Hallelujah. When Jesus went to the grave, the Bible says it was in the grave for 3 days. On the third day he rose again for a fresh new start, a new beginning. The old one has to die for the new one to come. Hallelujah. I am seeing powerful choirs rising up again. I am seeing the church of God rising up again. A new beginning. A fresh new start. Hallelujah. Look at what he said. In the book of Luke, chapter 4, 11. Luke, chapter 11, verse 40. The Bible says, you fools, did not he who made the outside also made the inside. Many of us here today, we are held back by one reason or the other. We are afraid to start a beginning. How can I start all over again? No, my life, my past. We are holding on to our past. But Jesus paid the price already. He paid it all. Hallelujah. He did not pay some and let them know everything. It's this little start again. Let us forget about the past. Let's start again. Don't look at yesterday. God bless you for that song you sung. That song you sang. Looking up to Jesus. Forget about the past. Forget about yesterday. Let us stand again. Let us walk again. Let us move together. He said, don't you know? He that made the inside of the outside. Isaiah chapter 43. Beloved, God is telling us today to start afresh. Isaiah 43 verse 18. The Bible says, do not remember the former things. Beloved choirs, do not remember the past. All the past was not good. All the past was bitter. All the past was soured. All the past was not good at all. He said, do not look on the past. He says what? Do not remember the former things or consider things of old. Now look at what he said, mommy. He says, I will do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Do you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. The first thing we need to do, forget about the past. Hold yourself and move forward. He said, I'm about to do a new thing. When he died for the old thing. And he rose again to life for a new beginning. A new journey. In this new time, there was no longer death. He's not going to die again. He lived forever. Hallelujah. 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 The choir will not go back again. Hallelujah. But they will live forever. They will go stronger. They will go stronger, mightier, and powerful. Because why? The old is gone. Hallelujah. Mama, whoever holds to the past can never move forward. You must let go of the past and move forward. Jesus had to die on the cross for the past to die. When he rose from the grave, he rose to a new beginning. He rose to a new start. A new journey. A new relationship. A relationship that is not sour. A relationship that is not bitter. A relationship that death does not have power over me. It led to it. He rose from the grave so that you and I can have a fresh start. Beloved, Tell the person beside you, don't hold the past. Let go of the past. Let go of the past. So the new things can start. Tell the person beside you, he paid the price already. He paid the price already. So I don't need to pay the price anymore. I live for a new beginning. Hallelujah. It is only Jesus Christ that made you and I to live forever. In the book of Matthew chapter 12, we are going to read verse 40 of it. The Bible says, listen carefully, for just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Hallelujah. Jonah was there for 3 days. Jonah entered the belly of the fish with his old life. Inside the belly of the fish, Jonah cried to God, give me the second chance. Give me a new beginning, Lord. I am ready to go where you want me to go. And the Bible says, when the fish spilled him out, he started a new beginning. The old died inside the belly of the fish. My prayer for you and I today, that every old past that we are still holding, may it die today in the name of Jesus Christ. As you walk out of this church, may your old life not go with you. May you walk into a new beginning, into a new start, into a new journey in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for somebody today that as you walk out of this room, you will not walk into your old life. You will walk into a new life, a new journey with God, a new relationship with Him, in the name of Jesus Christ. He rose for the old to die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. John chapter 12, verse 24. Children of God, listen and listen well. My beloved choir, listen and listen well. John chapter 12, verse 24. Say, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and dies, mama, the seed must die. When the seed fall to the ground, it has to die for the new life to grow. The choir was dead, but now they are alive. They are alive in Jesus. They can never die again. They will go stronger and stronger. They will go mightier and mightier. In the name of Jesus. For it to grow again, he said it has to die. Look at what he said. In verse 25, he said, but if it dies, it will bring forth much fruit. But if it dies, it will bring forth much fruit. There are some things that have to die in your life. There are some people that have to die. Life, so that you can experience the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Life is like a software in a mobile. Hallelujah. the software upgrades.
The
old software cannot work on a new software. For the phone to work very well, there must be an upgrade. And sir, listen carefully, sir. If you refuse to upgrade the phone,
it
will come to a time that the phone will no longer work anymore. It will tell you, upgrade me. I am still living in the old life. I need to be in a new life. But when you upgrade the phone, your phone begins to function well. And
it
begins to tell you there are some new things your phone can do.
Wow,
I am seeing the choir going places. I can see the choir moving around. I can see them going from churches to churches. I can see the choir going from nations to nations. Proclaiming the goodness of God. All have to die.
القديم لازم يموت.
For new.
لجديد عشان يقوم.
Jesus died.
يسوع المسيح.
For new.
لجديد.
To come.
عشان يجي.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell the person beside you.
قول لزول جنبك.
I died yesterday.
أنا موت امبارح.
I live today.
أنا أعيش اليوم.
I will die no more.
وأنا ما هموت.
Oh my God. I said I died yesterday. I live today. I will not die again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because he died already for me. Now I am alive in him. A new beginning with me. See, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Hallelujah. Verse 22 of it. Verse 36 precisely. 36. The Bible says, but someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? He now said, foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow is only a seed. You do not sow the body that will be, but perhaps the seed of wheat or the seed of grain. But look at where I'm going to. Verse 38. But God. I see this God doing this in the life of the choir. I'm seeing God doing this in the life of the church. He said, but God gives it body as it pleases him. To every seed its own body. All flesh is not the same. All flesh are not the same flesh. But there is one kind of a flesh for man. And of a fish. Of the beast. Other to the birds. He gives each one a body. Hallelujah. Tell the person beside you, a new beginning. Say, a new beginning has come. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why you tell yourself a new beginning has come? Tell yourself that we are not dying again. We will live forever. We will proclaim the name of God in the land of the living. We will go stronger. Jesus Christ. Church of God, tell yourself the church is not that. On the cross of Calvary. He paid it all
on the
cross of Calvary. So choir every day. When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, I am fired up. I am fired up. A new song is coming. A new rhema is coming. I'm receiving a new call. I'm receiving a new voice. The Lord is doing something new inside of me. Hallelujah. A new beginning. He brought a new beginning. The new beginning starts. When the new beginning came, there was no limit. There was no limitation to his. He lived forever. He lived forever. He said, I have joy. Joy overflow in my heart. I am overflowing joy. The joy does not end. This new beginning does not end. It's from eternity to eternity. Hallelujah. When the new beginning comes, he makes everything to be abundant. Abundance of fruits. He said, when the seed dies, when it comes back, it comes as a tree and produces fruits. The new life, they come as one, it comes as many. Get ready. Expansion beyond your dreams. Because why? The seed will not come as a seed,
sir.
It comes as a mighty tree with so many fruits around it. The new life comes along with overflowing joy. He comes along with overflowing enjoyment. He comes with divine fulfillment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, my seed. My seed is now a tree. My seed is now a tree. It will grow bigger. It will grow stronger. It will produce fruits uncountable in the name of Jesus Christ. When Jesus died, he shall all to himself. When he died, even the grave gave up the ghost. He
trapped
every man to himself. He became no one anymore.
But
all. In the book of John chapter 12. I will read verse 32 quickly before we are going to pray. John chapter 12. Verse 32. The Bible says, And I. If I am lifted up, can you hear that? If I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to me. Before you draw men to himself, what did he need to do? He had to die for man, when he died for man, what did he do? He said, when I'm lifted up, I will track all men to himself. Sir, people are coming to you, sir. People are coming to you. People are coming to you. People are coming back home. Because why? A new beginning is starting in the life of this church. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This God is good.
Allah that quiz.
This God is God.
Allah that quiz.
I'm not gonna go one of these.
He paid the price.
Oh, I
could
not pay.
And the among them that
he died the death.
Oh, I'm not.
I could not die.
And I'm the one.
He is too faithful to
forgive us. Oh, I'm.
He is too faithful to
forgive us.
He is alive. He will not die again.
He
is alive. He will not die again. Even you and I, we cannot die. When the time comes, we will not die, but we will sleep in Him. Because we know we are going to wake up again. Tell the person beside you, I cannot die. No, I cannot die. I cannot die. In the name of Jesus, I will not die. He died my death. I cannot die. He gave me a new beginning. I cannot die. And we have a lot to do. In the name of Jesus, I will fulfill destiny. I will not go before my time. I will live. Because Jesus lives forever. I will live. Because he's alive. He's alive forevermore. A new beginning starts. What God will do for you and I. I want to rise upon your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to take communion to come right now. Hallelujah. 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 He did everything for us. Please, I need to come in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, praise God, amen, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, amen. As we journey this